This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Hello.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Everybody, but especially people who live in England, because guess what? We sold out our September 15th show at the London Podcast Festival, which caused a lot of heartbreak, a lot of sleepless nights.
Candlelight vigils.
Yeah. And guess what? Your moans of agony have been heard.
The folks at the London Podcast Festival were like, hey, you guys want to do another show since your first show sold out? And we're like, hell yeah, we do. So we're going to do that the night before Friday, September 14th at 7 p.m. It's going to be at King's Place in merry old London, England. We love these shows. Hey, both shows are going to be completely different. You can go to both of them and enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
Hey, and as always, we hang out afterwards, whatever. You know all this stuff. Where do people go to get tickets?
TCGTE.com/live.
And hey, if you guys were on the fence about the other one, hey, that one sold out. What, are you going to miss your chance twice?
Yeah.
Not likely.
Well, maybe likely. Yeah. It's up to you.
Yeah.
Don't be a real dip.
Ball's in your court, London. What are you going to do? TCGTE.com/live.
Hello and welcome to The Complete Guide to Everything, a podcast about everything. I'm one of your hosts, Tom.
And I'm Tim.
Tim, you're already so annoyed at me.
Why?
You barely even recorded. You keep saying I'm like talking too slow.
Yeah, and you talk too slow in that intro to the episode.
Yeah.
The London Podcast Festival thing.
Yeah.
It annoyed me, Tom. There are a lot of things you do that annoy me.
That's the New York getting at.
This is the tip of the iceberg. Yeah, it's hot. It's hot outside, Tom.
Like, and hey, come on, man. Hey, come on, move it along. Eh.
I will say this.
Uh-huh.
Like, look, I know it's a city of transplants, everybody, you know, whatever. But, like, treat the dang the sidewalk like it's the road. You can't just stop in the middle of it. You're not in Peoria.
Yeah, you're telling me, man. People, nothing. Everybody's on their damn phone. Did we talk about this literally last week?
Yeah, Tom, is it a crime to smack somebody's phone out of their head?
Yeah, of course it is. It's
what,
property destruction.
Hold on. Hear me out. What if you say it was an accident?
Well, sure. I mean, you can get away with a lot of crimes if you say they're an accident.
As long as you're not on record saying that you want to slap people's phones out of their hands.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, this would be introduced in trial as evidence. Oh, man, if this is in trial, hi, I want to just give a shout out to all my boys.
No, you're doing it the wrong way. If this is played in trial, the judge is a very fair judge. And might I say, the prosecutor is looking great today. A consummate professional whom I respect very, very much.
What if right now you're giving the prosecutor, two possibilities. What if the prosecutor is like severely disfigured and now this is coming off as sarcastic?
No, I think there's beauty in all people.
The other possibility, I forgot. Forgot what the second possibility in this scenario could be.
Okay. Well, I mean,
just talking too slow. I forgot.
I know, Tom. You are off your game today, and it's you think it's like Tim's. I'm gonna lose my mind at some point. One day, I'm just gonna like jump across this table and murder you.
Well, now maybe this is when a new clip starting at a different trial.
Get this. Don't play this. Just shut up for a second. Your Honor. Me, the jury foreman over here. Don't bother looking over. Just listen to my voice. We just want to prematurely call this the man in question, Tim, not guilty on all counts. Everybody have a great day, everybody. Enjoy. Wow.
The man in question. The defendant, not the man in question.
That's your interpretation. Oh,
okay. So maybe in your scenario, you're there just as like a witness.
I'm a person of interest.
Person of interest, right. Yeah, you don't want to incriminate too much by saying a defendant. You're just saying, hey, look, of course.
Defendant implies that I have something to defend myself against.
Right.
And I don't know.
And you're saying like, hey, of course I'm going to be a person of interest if you show up dead one day.
I've been interesting since the day I was born. Everybody's interested.
Everybody wants me to come down to the courtroom, tell some stories.
Yeah, stories, jokes.
Interesting stories.
Yeah, just a rock on tour. Mm-hmm. I'll come in and just be a general guy that, hey, let's go down to the courthouse and see what old Timmy has to say. Yeah, and then once in a while, the jury has to make it clear, look, the man in question here, the beloved entertainer Tim, with all his stories and jokes and a light of your smoke. Just to be clear, he's guilty of nothing.
Wait, who's saying this?
The jury.
In unison?
The foreman.
Foreman.
Have you ever been on a jury? Yeah, have you ever been on a jury?
I have been. Bruce Wayne's on a jury right now in the Batman comics.
Have you ever been on a jury, Tom?
Guess what his luck is. You would think maybe like, it's like a speeding ticket or something. No, he's on a trial for Mr. Freeze, of all people.
They put him on trial?
They don't. Mr. Freeze, yeah. But they don't know Bruce Wayne's Batman. But guess what? After Catwoman left him at the altar, left him jilted, he doesn't want to be Batman anymore. He's sick of this shit. He's going to go be in a jury.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it like a 12 angry? Does he have to convince everybody that Mr. Freeze is in fact innocent
guilty? I think that is the case, that like Mr. Freeze is being railroaded.
Oh, so this is really
Polar Expressed.
Do they say that?
I haven't read this week's yet. Maybe they do, in which case I demand royalties.
I mean, it barely makes sense, but it makes sense.
It makes sense.
Yeah. If you don't think about it too hard, that's a pretty good pun. Anyway, Tom,
mm-hmm.
Tom, we should probably get right into the topic. Right?
Yeah, we probably should. I don't know how much we have to say about it, about him, about the man. We always pretend like the only person that doesn't know the topic right now is Marika sitting over here. But everybody else knows the topic.
Judging by the look on Marika's face, you just said her name. She has no interest in
knowing the topic. She didn't know we were even recording.
Yeah. Sorry, Marika.
Yeah, everybody else knows it. So on the count of three, let's say it. One, two. No, you're counting weird. People at home can't see.
I'm not saying anything. I'm letting you do it.
No, you're finger counting, but you're doing the finger slow. What are you doing? What are you typing?
What? I'm just trying to look. I want to be able to jump right into the topic when you say it.
Say the topic then. What are you typing?
My password. It's too long, and I typed it in wrong because I got nervous. Cripes.
The topic is
Thomas Cruise Maypother IV.
Yeah, colloquially known as Tom Cruise.
Yeah, the man, the
running man.
No, not the running man, Tom. That's an entirely different man.
That's Arnold Schwarzenegger.
You know what? If I was gonna cast the running man in a movie, I don't think Arnold's that good of a runner.
Maybe he's a
distance runner. I could see him being.
Look, Tim.
He can run a mile. He did the President's Fitness Challenge.
Tim, he's Arnold Schwarzenegger. Of course he can run.
He's too big to run.
He's not too big
his
to
knees
run.
His knees are probably not the strongest.
Tim, he even ran for governor.
That's true. And won.
Yeah.
We shouldn't discount old, the governor-minator.
The governator, not the governor-minator.
That one's more fun to say.
That's true.
The governor-minator.
You know that they're in the middle of making Terminator 6 right now?
Cool.
With him.
You're saying that they're going to continue a franchise.
But it's crazy. I was reading they're like Terminator 6 will take place, following the events of Terminator 2. So it'll be ignoring Terminator 3, Rise of the Machines, Terminator 4.
Tom, stop saying Terminator, first of all. Terminator, second of all, stop talking
Terminator
about
Salvation and Terminator Genesis. And it's like, well, all of those movies also ignored the other movies. Like, you guys are, you, like, at some point you can't keep just, like, rolling the dice and be like, ah, all right, no. Not that one, not that one, this one.
Tom, are you going to see this movie
in the
theater?
Yeah, I'm going to see this movie in the theater, of
course.
Multiple
times, probably?
Not multiple times, but I'll see it opening night.
Okay.
On the red carpet.
All right, can we stop talking about, we're talking about Tom Cruise.
Okay.
The man that everybody loves all of a sudden.
I think a lot of people have always loved him.
A lot of people liked him.
Mm-hmm.
Some people loved him.
Rosie O'Donnell.
Did they ever date and get married?
They did. They,
it seemed
they
like,
finally
yeah, she
star-crossed
was so,
lovers.
That was my main question. Mm-hmm. I thought maybe finally.
That's why she left her show. Just
settle down with
yeah,
Tommy
Cruise.
Yeah, just
to settle down.
I don't know. Like, he's the guy that like everybody says is like, hey, what a consummate movie star, right?
Yeah.
But like, nobody actually like loves him, right? Only now in this weird, I don't understand what kids are doing these days.
Are you somehow going to blame Fortnite for Tom Cruise
maybe.
Being popular again?
Here's my thing. Like, feelings have been like devalued. So like, what is shit posting, Tom? I feel like the fact that young people are like, Tom Cruise rules is like
shitposting.
Is like the movie star liking equivalent of shit posting, where it's just like, man, no, it's a thing. It's funny to say that, and it's not ironic because he is kind of cool. But also, like, I'm just gonna. What is?
As you get older, you're just gonna get more and more paranoid that everything's a trick on you, aren't
it's
you?
It's not a trick on me. Because I refuse to play the game, Tom.
Right, of course. Yeah, you're the only one too smart.
You can't outwit somebody who's above it all. That's my mantra.
I don't think it's shitposting. I think it's literally... Actually, I will say that I think one of the reasons why Mission Impossible 6 Fallout...
Now, what is that?
is like
now, what does that have to do with Tom Cruise
is doing so well and such a part of like the zeitgeist right now is because it's one of the few movies that this summer that is not part of Marvel or like other cinematic universes.
I mean, it is.
It is, but it's its own franchise, and like I don't know, it's almost like a hearkening back to the way franchises used to be. Where it was like, well, yeah, there aren't like spin-offs and separate movies that are connected. It's like, nope, there's one, then two, and then three, then four, then five, then six. That's the order you watch them in. You have to watch other things to understand what's going on.
I believe before you were talking about discounting movies from another franchise.
Mm-hmm.
It was so boring, I've blocked it from my memory. But yeah, this doesn't do that, right? Because there's like barely any continuity between these.
They've gotten better. Like the later movies got a little more serious about continuity than the early ones.
Tom, so, full disclosure.
Mm-hmm.
I've only seen one of the Mission Impossible movies, and I watched it 2 days ago. But my air conditioner was so loud that I didn't hear a lot of the dialogue.
Tim,
I figured I wouldn't.
Volume up. Didn't you buy like a sound bar recently?
I did, but here's the problem. I watched it kind of late at night.
Here's the problem. The sound bar is so hot that if I put that on, the apartment starts boiling.
No, I wish. Well, no. I mean, that would be nice in the winter.
Well, no. It'd probably still be inefficient compared to a heater.
But if I'm using it anyway.
That's true, yeah.
I could watch all six Mission Impossibles at that point.
Yeah, and be
the six
toasty.
Will be on VOD by then, Tom. Video on demand.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps you've heard of it.
Yeah, I've heard of it. I demand it all the time. I'm like, I demand a video.
Yeah, why isn't it VOR, man?
Video on request.
Yeah.
Because
nice.
Then it's like, well, and it might
that's
be up
like
to them.
That's like in other countries. We request a movie.
What accent is that,
that
Tim?
That is just a general...
general foreigner accent from Tim over here.
Exactly. Saying that they're nicer than the U.S.
Yeah. But you know what? Sometimes they request it, and the movie company comes back and goes, you know what? No. So that's when you gotta be like, well, I tried it your way. I tried to be nice.
Now Paramount Pictures, I demand this movie.
I demand this movie right now. And they're like, well,
this is my home. This is my Sonos sound bass that will be way too loud at the loud parts and way too quiet at the quiet parts. And I demand. I thought
that was the whole point of this.
I thought that was the whole point of it. Too dumb. I paid $800 for this thing.
You could have just turned the TV volume up.
I know. So yeah. I have two choices. The explosions sound like actual explosions. And there's a high concentration of old ladies in my apartment building, Tom.
Yeah, so like I've noticed.
Yeah, so they're explosions. They're freaking out. They're knocking on my door. They think it's an actual explosion. Either that, or I turn off the dang the AC.
Yeah.
And then I'm boiling watching this movie. And I'm already sweating because it's so tense.
Yeah. Can you move the AC somewhere else to like a different window so it's not right by the sound bar?
No. I can't. Don't you think I've thought of this?
Can you move the sound bar to like right by the couch?
It's got to go under the TV. Yeah. It's a sound bass, Tom.
Yeah. Well, sounds like they...
Sounds really, like a real mess over here.
Well, sounds like they stole $800 from you.
Yeah, it looks nice, though, and you can listen to podcasts on it.
Oh, who gives a shit? Who listens to podcasts?
I listen to news every morning. That's how I stay abreast of the
you're listening to podcast news? Climate. That's yesterday's news.
What are you listening to? 4chan? Is that where you get your news?
I just open up 4chan and turn on Siri. Read this page to me.
Yeah. Tom Cruise, Tom, do you know how old Tom Cruise is?
You said Tom so many times in that sentence.
Three.
Tom, do you know Tom Cruise? Do you know how Tom is?
Tom, we should address this right off the bat.
Yeah.
Tom Cruise does have the same first name as you.
Yeah. And Tom Hanks. Three Toms. That's what they call us, the three Toms.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Who calls you that?
The media.
Hmm.
All the tabloids, all the rags. Three Toms at it again.
That'd be a fun bunch. I mean, without you. I guess just the two of them. And Tom Cruise doesn't seem like he's a lot of fun.
He rides motorcycles, man.
Yeah, I mean, that's too edgy for me. Imagine right. Somebody being like, Tom Cruise, no, that guy seems like he parties a little too hard.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess whatever rituals. His idea of a party is like a full... reading, an e-meter reading, right?
Yeah, probably. He's like, yeah, come on over. We'll party. I'll audit you. It'll be great.
I'll stare into your eyes for 3 hours and ask the most personal questions.
Yeah, bring over all your prescription drugs so I can, you know, look at the labels and yell at you about them.
Yeah, I'll tell you, throw out all the drugs you need for your mental health.
Yeah.
Stop going to see your
throw
therapist.
Throw them out. Hey, that's a hellscape therapy.
Tom, how old do you think Tom Cruise is?
56 years old.
Wow. Hit it right on the head.
Yep.
Do you know what his date of birth is?
62, I know.
No.
4th of July? Is he born on the 4th of July?
Like his famous character?
Uh-huh.
No, he's born on the 3rd of July.
Oh, like his unfamous character.
Right. Well, I would say Tom Cruise is a character played by Thomas Cruise Mapother the 4th.
You know what, though? I was in my research, which was not online. It was mostly at the library.
Nice.
And
I'm proud of you that you're now pronouncing library correctly.
It's
been a long time coming, bud.
Cruise,
I think it merits acknowledgement.
Cruise is like the original family last name. It was like spelled differently, or it was like De Cruz, but it actually was Cruz. So please stop attacking my friend Tom Cruise.
Do you know how tall Tom Cruise is?
5'7".
Yeah. Do you believe it?
You think he's shorter? You think he's 6'2" and he lies and says he's 5'7"?
Yeah, that way you come in, you're like, I've heard this guy is 5'7".
And it's like, wow, you're bigger than
I'm
going to
dominate this guy. And then he walks in and you're like, I've misjudged him. And
yeah.
Knocks you right off your feet. No, I think he's probably 5'6".
Yeah. I mean, is 5'7" that much better than 5'6"?
Yeah. It's one inch taller.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Your math checks out.
Yeah.
Why do people hire Tim Robbins? That guy's too tall for movies.
Well, he's very, if you're that tall and you want to be in movies,
yeah.
You get
he
a,
never
you,
plays like a tall guy in movies.
How tall is he? 6'3"?
I mean, he's 6'5".
Okay. Well, I think what happens is you get a natural crouch going. They never show him from the waist down, and he just walks down the street. You imagine his knees are always slightly bent.
Oh, I thought you were going to say he's got a Dorf on Golf thing going where he's just always wearing his shoes on his knees.
He's not tall enough for that.
I bet he'd be like Tom Cruise's height doing that. I guess his shins are probably longer than a foot, than 10 inches. It's very, very
I should have known better than to bring up height with you. This is going to be the next half hour. You're talking about tall men you admire. Why did Tim Robbins come up? Why did you bring up Tim Robbins?
I didn't say I admire him. I'm just saying
you
he's a
fear
very,
him.
He's a very tall actor for being an actor.
Tom, how do you feel about Tom Cruise?
I guess like overall ambivalent. Like there's no Tom Cruise movie that I really like. Like I like them, but like there's never been a Tom Cruise movie I've seen where I've been like, holy moly, what a great movie.
Have you ever even seen American Made? I mean, what's wrong with you?
No, actually, I think that's on HBO or something.
He plays Barry Seal.
Yeah, the founder of the Navy SEALs.
Yeah. Is that how it got the name?
Yeah.
The guy who found
originally they were the Barrys. Hmm. And he was like, I can't be Barry Seal the Barry.
That'd be pretty
I'll be
cool.
Barry Seal the Navy SEAL.
The Navy Barrys.
The Navy Barrys.
The Barry Battalion of the Navy.
The Barry Brigade.
Yeah,
send
the Barry
in the
Brigade.
Barry Brigade.
That'd be a great movie. I'd watch that. American Made with the Barry Brigade.
So this is a sequel or a spinoff?
It's a remake, but with all the same actors.
I don't know. I will say that, like, I get why he's a big movie star, because he does big movies.
He's done Cocktail.
Mm-hmm.
He's done Brain Man, the story of the world's smartest man.
No, he did Rayman, and what's his name that plays Rayman?
Dustin Hoffman?
Rain Man, or Raymond in the movie.
Yeah.
He's like he's way older than Tom Cruise. It was kind of like a weird thing for them to believability-wise that they were brothers. I think they're like 16 years apart.
That can happen.
It can happen, but still.
You know what? I'm sick of people being like, oh, the actors are far... Like, suspend your disbelief. Just pretend they're brothers.
Well,
is that so
I
hard?
Did.
He plays Raymond's brother, and he goes, Raymond.
Oh, Raymond.
The whole movie. What's your favorite Tom Cruise movie?
Hmm.
Eyes Wide Shut, you perv.
I mean, that's not a bad movie. You wouldn't believe how many butts you get to see in that movie.
How many? Estimate.
Ooh, I would say probably 24 butts.
24 butts.
24 butts. I could be wrong. It could be like as little as 5 butts.
I would have expected more butts. Because butts you can just show willy-nilly.
Yeah.
Butts you can show on an episode of NYPD Blue.
And they did.
Yeah.
They weren't always the best butts, but they were butts.
Mm-hmm.
I've
never seen 1 minute of NYPD Blue.
You never even saw the minute where they showed Dennis Franz's butt in the shower?
No.
It was a nice wet butt. Yeah, you know what? I think I remember watching that movie as like a young teenager expecting more butts.
Yeah.
And
disappointed. I got news for you, Tom. Mm-hmm. You were not a young teenager. You were 17 years old when that movie came out.
Oh, was I?
It was 1999.
Well, an elderly.
You were 18 years old.
I should have just kind of bought a Playboy magazine.
Yeah.
What was I doing? Wasting my time.
Really, you had a goatee. You could have bought a Playboy magazine at 16
waiting in line just to hopefully get a glimpse at a butt in a movie theater.
Yeah, and everybody was just probably put off by you just being like, actually, probably everybody that was seeing Eyes Wide Shut, like, show us the butts.
Yeah, a lot of butt aficionados.
Yeah. So what is your favorite? His cameo in Austin Powers in Goldmember?
No, who was he in Goldmember?
He plays himself.
What's the scenario?
Like, I think they make a movie about Austin Powers within the movie.
Oh, yeah, and he's Austin Powers, and it's like, wow, what a What a wacky turn of events here.
Did you enjoy his turn as the anti-Semitic caricature in Tropic Thunder? Wes Grossman?
Not really. I remember Tropic
Everybody loved that. Yeah. Oh my God, I can't believe Tom Cruise did that.
Yeah.
They just put him in a bunch of makeup and he said, like, what did he say, raunchy things? I never saw Tropic Thunder.
I like Tropic Thunder, but it's one of those movies that I don't understand why people like love it and think it's like one of the best movies ever made.
I don't know that anybody does.
And similarly, we're like so blown away by Tom Cruise and it's like, well, I don't know. He came in for like a day or two and did this. Yeah. He can, you know, act like a wacko for a minute.
When people are just like,
he acts like a wacko 24/7 otherwise.
Yeah. When they're like, oh my God, I can't believe he would do something like that. The man from Rock of Ages or, yeah, you know, like, what was that other movie that he was in? Oh, God damn it. Night and Day. You remember that?
Yeah, I forgot that
Night,
was him.
K-N-I-G-H-T.
Yeah, I think that was the names of the people.
Yeah, it was, I'll tell you, it was Roy Miller and June Havens. So no, not the
okay,
name. No. Paul Dano is in that movie. He played Simon Feck.
Probably a bad guy.
Yeah. I don't know why it was, a young woman gets mixed up with a disgraced spy who is trying to clear his name. Hey, did you know this about Cameron Diaz?
What?
Retired from the business.
Since when?
Nobody knew about it. She didn't tell anybody. Last movie she was in was Annie in 2014.
Huh.
They.
How do we know she's retired,
though? Because I'll tell you why. somebody asked about
I've been rifling through her trash.
Look, I was looking through her window and reading her emails with binoculars. No, somebody was doing an interview about The Sweetest Thing.
Mm-hmm.
You remember that
movie?
The
motion picture.
Yeah, not the U2 song.
Mm-hmm.
I think
it had the U2 song in it, though, right?
In the trailers, at least. And that's all I care about. Tom, I don't like movies. I like trailers. I'm a trailer fan. I'm a trailer fiend.
Yeah.
I'm a trailer freak.
A lot of times, trailers nowadays, they have scenes that aren't even in a dang movie.
Yeah.
Watch out for that.
Classic trailer fake out.
Yeah.
Hey, you know the trailers used to be after
the movies? It's like, they used to be after the movies?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
That's why they're called trailers.
Ow! Oh, my God!
Wow, Tom.
That blows me away. Why'd they change it?
So people would actually watch them, I guess?
Yeah.
Because nobody... Guess. You know what? I feel like trailers were after the movie back when...
Nobody had anything to do.
The movie's credits were like... 3 seconds long where it'd show like the director's name and like
there
the top five build stars.
500 visual effects.
And they're like,
artists.
Nobody cares who held the boom mic. Shut up. Go home. But now they could bring them back now that there's the
post-credits and all that. I mean, I guess you could argue that kind of is a trailer.
Yeah.
That they're getting back to the old ways.
Wow. Tom. You just blew my mind.
Yeah.
You turned my thinking. You turned my brain on crazy mode. Did you know my brain had crazy mode?
No.
Yeah.
But it's engaged
it
now.
It makes things go, it makes things bonkers up there.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember if this last Mission Impossible had it had like a snazzy end credits. You know, like not just a black screen and white text, but like, yeah. Well, and you got the dent, 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 dent.
What the hell? Do you not know the Mission Impossible theme song? You're adding a different, an extra beat.
That's what they did in the thing.
Actually, they did stretch it out because they make it 4/4 instead of 5/4.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, you idiot.
All right.
Read a book on music
theory
once in a while.
You know who did that? Larry Mullins Jr. and the other guy from
And Adam Clayton.
Clayton. In the first one, at least.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did they think that movie was going to flop? Why couldn't they get Bono and the Edge to do that?
I don't know. Yeah, why Bono and the Edge like took lead on the Spider-Man musical, but they were like, "Nah, we're going to sit out this Mission Impossible movie with the most bankable star in the world."
Anyway, Christina Applegate was asked about a Sweetest Thing reunion.
Christina Applegate?
Yeah, she was also in that movie.
I thought you were confusing.
And she was like, a sequel. And she was like, oh, I mean, we'd love to, but Cameron Diaz is retired. Mm. And then she was like, oh, crap, I wasn't supposed to say that. And then everybody went digging. And it must have been sad for Cameron Diaz being like, nobody noticed I was gone.
Yeah. So you think she instructed like all of her friends, like, don't tell anyone. I want them to notice.
Yeah, probably.
And start a petition to get me back.
Yeah, I'd sign that petition.
She's in love with, she's married to the guy from...
She's in love with.
The guy from Good Charlotte.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
You say they're in love.
I hope they're in love. They're married. I hope
who
it's not
cares?
Just a marriage of convenience.
Yeah, what? That happens sometimes. It's fine.
Well, it's not fine.
Why isn't it fine?
Why isn't it fine?
Why do you care how people live their lives?
Because I want her to be happy. She's brought so many...
She's
so
probably
much,
happy. She's rich.
That's what I'm saying. She's brought so much happiness to so many people. I hope that she gets
some
happiness.
That's why I want her back in the pictures, Tom.
I don't care about her being in the pictures. I just
what?
Want her to be happy in her own personal
yeah,
life.
Yeah, we all want her to be happy in her own personal life.
No, I
life.
Don't believe you when you say it like
oh,
that.
Oh, don't accuse
you're
me of this,
saying,
Tom. Oh, don't do
you're
this
just
again.
You're saying it.
Oh, you bastard.
You don't really care about her. You don't really care about if she's happy or not. You're like, nah, just drag her out.
I do care.
Just drag her out for another Charlie's Angels. I don't care if she
if it'll make her happy, yeah.
But I don't think it will. I'm telling you.
How do
I
you
hope
know?
Her husband makes her happy and they have a happy life
oh,
together.
Oh, everything has to be. Oh, I think the husband should be in charge. I see how
no,
this is.
No, it's
Tom.
Just you know,
classic Tom.
Work's not everything. I don't I don't want her to.
Everybody. Oh, a woman doesn't need
no,
a fulfilling work.
I don't
life.
Want her.
Oh,
to
the
attach...
husband will go out and earn the money in his pop punk band.
I don't want her to attach her happiness to box office success or failure.
Fuck. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Tom?
Yes?
What's your social battery like right now?
Beep.
Oh.
Boop.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Uh-huh.
Tom, I'll tell you from my perspective, since you're avoiding the question.
Uh-huh.
My social battery feels a little drained right now.
That was what that second sound was.
The getting
but
drained.
I had to do the going up to you, show you the going
you gotta
down.
Go up to get down.
That's what my first single's about.
It's weird. I feel kind of drained socially, even though you can attest I don't do much socially.
Yeah, and you enjoy social things, but
I do,
but
and
it drains you.
Yeah, I don't know. It can be very easy to ignore our social battery, which is kind of what I'm doing right now, and spread ourselves thin, or just not know, kind of like, you know, where the optimal socialization is for
you.
You
want to be a shut-in, but you can't be a party animal.
Yeah, what's the right amount of socializing for you, and how do you recharge? Mm-hmm. Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more time alone. I don't know, maybe you need a little bit of both. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Tom, we are, as everybody knows, very pro-therapy on this podcast.
Yes.
Anybody can benefit from therapy. It's not just for people, you know, dealing with trauma.
Yeah, or going through tough times.
Yeah, it's helpful for learning positive coping skills and setting boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, Tom. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, like you, Tom. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And all you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/completeguide today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/completeguide.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there, and you know what? You can update it with an app, so every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Tom Cruise sure has a lot of movies under his belt, Tom.
You know what he does? But he takes like a year or two off sometimes. I guess not like off. I guess a lot of times he's doing like big productions. But yeah. He doesn't have a movie every year.
He comes close, though. Yeah. I'd be hard-pressed. Maybe 2009.
At least, no, that's not the movie he's in. What's the movie he's in?
Tom, he hasn't taken a year off. He took 3 years off between Jerry Maguire and Eyes Wide Shut, but I think Eyes Wide Shut went like
it just took
super long, right?
Yeah, because he was supposed to be in, what was it? He was supposed to be in like another movie, like a big movie. Oh, what was it? It like went to Will Smith instead.
Hancock.
It wasn't Hancock. Hancock is an underrated movie.
I know. You've been telling me about Hancock for 15 years. I'm never going to see it, Tom. I'm sorry. You're a good friend of mine.
That has Cameron Diaz in it, too, I think.
What?
I think. It has somebody like
that. Well, I guess
that.
You never want to see a sequel, huh?
Charlize Theron. I always get them confused.
Well, you shouldn't.
Well, I do, so.
They're different women.
I shouldn't.
I know all women are the same to you. Just disposable objects, Tom.
No, it's just like the two blonde women who normally have like are going after the same roles.
How do you
know
what
they're going after
them,
but they have similar roles. Look, it'll be much easier to keep everything straight now that Charlize Theron's out of the picture. Not Charlize. God damn it. The other one.
Cameron Diaz?
Yeah,
the
her.
Woman we've been talking about?
Yeah, she's out of the picture now.
Yeah. I'd like to see Night and Day. I bet that movie is
delightful.
Yeah,
you know what? Looking up his IMDb earlier today, I forgot he was in that movie. I remember watching the trailer and thinking like, oh, that looks like fun. Like, it doesn't look like it's going to, you know, knock Citizen Kane off the AFI top one.
Yeah.
But it looks
like
fun.
I like when
fun.
They come out with that list of the AFI top one
yeah.
every
Once
year.
Again, Citizen Kane. Yeah.
I watched a few minutes of Citizen Kane the other day, Tom. Can I tell you something?
What?
Boring.
Yeah.
It's a bunch of people in black and white talking to each other.
Yeah.
Oblivion.
I think that might be my favorite Tom Cruise movie.
Tom, can I ask you something?
Mm-hmm.
What the hell is Oblivion?
It came out in 2013.
Mm-hmm. It had Tom Cruise, Morgan Freeman, and Melissa Leo, Zoe Bell.
A veteran assigned to extract Earth's remaining resources begins to question what he knows about his mission and himself. This was during the time when, like, he was just kind of doing... He was, like, the only person out there doing...
Original
science fiction that wasn't an adaptation of anything.
Yeah,
because
right after
sequel,
that came Edge of Tomorrow.
Which is an adaptation, but it's, like, an adaptation of a manga comic or whatever.
Oh,
so
really?
It's, like, you know... And they apparently
a mega
like,
comic, you say.
And apparently they changed a lot of it from that.
Yeah, Tom, get this. He lives, he dies, then he repeats it all.
That's what they
ad
renamed
nauseam.
The movie.
Yeah.
Collateral is a very good movie.
Tom, I watched Collateral on a plane recently.
Yeah, I think, were we going somewhere together? I think I was there.
I don't travel with you, Tom. Not since the incident.
Wow, I told you I was sorry.
What is Lions for Lambs? He played Senator Jasper Irving in it.
When did that come out?
2007.
Oh,
injuries
yeah.
sustained by two Army Rangers behind enema lines in Afghanistan. That's some Blink-182 style humor, Tom.
What the hell? Is Robert Redford, Meryl Streep, and Tom Cruise? I've never heard of this movie in my life.
He has a weird, he has an insane career, right? he does it all, Tom. Is he... Look, I know I talked crap that nobody actually likes him. I do think if you met him in person, and I was telling you this in an unrelated conversation earlier today, that wasn't even about Tom Cruise. I was like, I bet if you met Tom Cruise in real life, he'd be like, you'd be blown away. Like, because I'm suspect. When Going Clear, the documentary based on that book about Scientology came out.
No, wait, we're not talking about this. No, go ahead.
I was like, oh, good. They're finally going to take this scumbag down. And this guy's Teflon. Like, he's more beloved than ever now. And people know more unseemly things about him than they ever had.
Well, you know what, though? The only real unseemly thing is...
all of the stuff. The no. Building his airplane hangar and cutting his grass.
No, it was like it was after he got married to Nicole Kidman. They came back and like they had made like the most amazing garden anyone had ever seen. And that was like, yeah. Well, I mean,
we probably shouldn't say this stuff.
Yeah. I mean, it was Scientology labor that, you know, it's up to them whether they wanted to do it or not. I would argue
they did sign those contracts, and that's on them.
Yeah, it's billionaires, man. Sometimes you gotta plant some roses for Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman. In the grand scheme of things, that's not bad.
No, that I mean, look. Well, would I like to be compensated for that work? Maybe, but if it keeps Xenu away, hey.
Hey, Flower Day keeps Xenu away.
It rids me of Thetans one by one.
Yeah.
I'm
well,
in.
And that's the thing. Like, nobody who did that stuff complained. They all had a blast, it sounds like. They all liked doing it.
Yeah, maybe. And I don't like when people are like, well, would you,
well, would you kiss Tom Cruise?
If somebody else was really religious about another religion, would you think that was weird? And it's like, yeah, I don't go see Kevin Sorbo movies.
Well, you should. They've gotten really good.
Yeah.
I think you just did the one, like, God is Dead 2.
Yeah. Tom, I'll tell you what. God's not dead 2.
God's not dead 2.
Also.
God's dead.
God's not dead 2. God's actually dead.
Somebody
we
killed.
Found that we got, yeah.
Somebody's been, God's
the
been
liberals
killed.
Killed him.
Yeah, so Tom Cruise... I mean, you can't be like that involved.
I
with...
like that you. Hey, but yeah, Tom Cruise.
You can't
be that
involved
with...
never talk about it and seemingly turn a blind eye towards everything while the head of that cult is your best friend and your best man and everything. Like, yeah, no, he's complicit in all this at the very least.
You know who my best man was, Tom?
Who?
Tom Cruise.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did he ride a motorcycle? I was at your wedding. I
you weren't at the
there.
Ceremony, buddy.
That's
yeah,
true.
Yeah, he came in and did wheelies on his motorcycle for everybody.
Wow. You're probably a little disappointed because you're like, wow, yeah, he's really into stunts. And like, hey, don't get me wrong, a wheelie's cool. But
no,
it
was a wheelie into a donut thing. It was great.
Oh, into a donut shop?
Yeah, well, it was
a wheelie into a donut shop.
I got married in the parking lot of a donut shop, Tom. Right. It's not where we met. It's where we go a lot.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, because they put yesterday's donuts out the back and they're free. You're always going on and on about them. Like, they're not for free. It's they're throwing them out, Tim.
They started locking that dumpster, but guess what? On our wedding day, they left the padlock open.
Oh, that's sweet. That's nice of them.
I mean, they didn't do it.
That's the star power of Tom Cruise.
Yeah, exactly. They're like, hey, Cruise is doing donuts and wheelies back there.
Keep the padlock off tonight.
He jumped on that couch on Oprah and was like, I love Katie Holmes. Fine.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, we all did. Yeah. She was America's sweetheart.
I would have done that. Although I did see a story planted in page 6, I believe.
I don't know if something has to be planted in page 6. I think you just send it to them.
Yeah, exactly. It was page 6 or like Us Weekly or something. I don't know why I was reading it. But back when they were married, husband and wife, sharing a marital bed, Tom, Katie Holmes did, ran the...
oh, God, this is your favorite thing to talk about. This is, Tim, I can't even tell you how many times I've heard you bring this up. You must think about this 24 hours a day.
I think of this all the time.
Yep.
Because
and I'm not shitting on you for this.
Do
like
think
it
of this,
is fascinating.
Honestly, 3 or 4 times a week, I think of how insane this is. Uh-huh. Katie Holmes runs the New York City Marathon.
Yeah.
There's a blurb about it in Page Six or Us Weekly or something.
Yeah, because she didn't publicize it. Like,
right.
Nobody knew she was doing it.
And they were like, and then, you know, like, you know, they were keeping track of where she was because Tom Cruise couldn't just wait along the side. He'd be mobbed by people.
Yeah, people would notice.
So they waited for, like, just before she was, like, coming over the hill for the finish line. Tom Cruise, like, steps up to the finish line to cheer on his wife, mm-hmm. his child bride, Katie Holmes. Finishing the New York City Marathon,
uh-huh.
and she finishes it, and then the reporter, the journalist documenting this, claims she runs up to the finish line,
yeah,
runs up to Tom Cruise and says, "Here I am, baby, signed, sealed, delivered. I'm yours."
And they kiss.
And they kiss. That didn't happen. How weird. She's an actor. She's a professional actress. But
how dare you?
But she delivers that Stevie Wonder line, and everybody's just like, oh, this is a normal thing.
After
and she
running
just ran 26
miles.
Yeah.
Well, there were a bunch of...
how am I supposed to believe that actually happened?
But I remember,
that's
too, people pointing out...
all over it.
People pointing out, like, weird... where they were like, she wasn't really sweaty, and it didn't look like...
Tom, I know that you think women can't be athletes, but I think she ran the full.
No, they were like, she wasn't sweaty, and like it looked like she wasn't wearing a sports bra.
Somebody said somebody else analyzed the video. And
no,
it,
I forget if it was like she was wearing like a fancy bra or no bra, but they were like, you can't run a marathon not wearing a sports bra. Like, you're going to get chafed to
was
hell.
Was she clear at that point?
I don't know if she was, like, really, like, of course she was in Scientology, but I think she was, like, probably, like, whisked through a bunch of courses because she was Tom Cruise's wife, and then it was like, cool, so you're level 5, and she was like, oh, okay, I'll just hang out here. Like, she didn't seem like she got super into it.
Right.
Hence why she ran away.
Well, Tom?
Mm-hmm.
I disagree. I think she. I think you should stop trying to rob this young woman of all of her accomplishments.
Agency.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
There's some good trivia about Tom Cruise that I think we should bring up. The Internet Movie Database.
Did you know? And this is from there. Speaking of Katie Holmes, Tom Cruise has been married 3 times, and every time he's gotten divorced, his wife has been 34 years old.
I did know that.
Yeah.
Are you upset that you can't be his wife now, Tom?
Yeah, I'm too old, apparently. Mm-hmm. He would have divorced me years ago.
It'd be fun to be married to Tom Cruise, though, right?
Because you were just...
Tom, to be clear, that was all jokes. I don't actually believe that.
Oh, you don't believe...
I don't. Tom, they're going to be played all of this in a courtroom one day. It's going to be because I slapped somebody's phone out of their hand. Yeah. This is going to be it's going to set a record for the most times one piece of evidence has been used in multiple
trials. So are you hoping at some point, like in the future defamation lawsuit, like your defense attorney can play a clip of you saying, hey, it'd be fun to be married to Tom Cruise, huh?
Yeah, and Tom Cruise would be like,
let's let bygones be bygones.
I mean, it would. I bet when you're married to Tom Cruise, you don't have to interact
have sex with him.
Yeah, you probably don't have to interact with him all that much.
No.
And, you know, you get your meals cooked for you.
Yeah.
Tom, wouldn't that be an awesome perk? You would marry somebody if it was like, hey, you don't have to worry about, like, procuring food. You just ask for whatever food you want, and somebody will make it for you.
I wouldn't marry somebody just to get my meals made for me. Jesus.
You and I. Not by your spouse. By your spouse's... staff.
Uh-huh. No, I probably... That still wouldn't be enough for me to marry... Probably to marry anyone, but, like, especially to marry a man... Like,
I don't know.
It wouldn't
be
enough.
Whatever. You're You're uptight, Tom.
Yeah, you're right. I am too uptight. I should consider marrying Tom Cruise.
Tom, did you know this? Tom Cruise has won an Oscar.
You know what, though? If he took me out on a motorcycle ride, and if he got down on one knee, I'd probably say yeah.
Yeah, Tom, I'm telling you. he didn't win an Oscar. I think we're both underestimating his charisma in person.
No, I'm positive that he's... I watched a thing today with him, an interview from, a geek movie news website. And the person was like, every time I've interviewed Tom Cruise, they've been short interviews, but, he knows my name. He knows things about me. He's read the last few things I've done. And they're like, I interview these people at, press junkets all the time. And, I get it. I get why people don't, they can't remember all this shit. And they can't. But they're like, I don't know how he does it, but he does it. And it's crazy. He's the only person that, really, you feel like he knows you.
Yeah. Well, he connects.
Yeah.
He's got weird teeth.
Tim, I was just about to bring up his teeth because they're beautiful teeth. They're very nice teeth. They are shifted one tooth over.
Yeah.
So that one of his front two teeth is right in the middle.
Yeah. I think what they did, it's just like, hey, you want to have a winning smile? You want to have the winningest smile in history? And he's like, hell yeah, I'm Tom Cruise. This is one of the things that I need. And somebody's like, we're going to pull out every single one of your teeth. It's all going to be implants, but they're all going to be perfect. You're not going to taste food the same way for the rest of your life.
Well, they're veneers. They're porcelain veneers.
No, they pulled out all his teeth. I'm convinced.
I don't think you understand. That would make it harder.
What?
That would make it harder.
Not if you have all the money in the world. It might be harder, but it's better.
Well, then they
That's what they sold
them
on.
Then they wouldn't... Oh, and you're saying then when they put all the new teeth in, they screwed up counting or whatever and put everything one tooth over?
I think he was probably like, it's got to be my lucky number, 47 teeth or something.
So you're saying he got more teeth put in?
Yeah.
Oh, I could kind of buy that. He does have a lot of teeth.
Yeah, don't you see Tom Cruise be like, no. I want to have a lot of teeth.
I'll be the only man with the most teeth.
Yeah, put a lot of teeth in my mouth, Doc.
Yeah. They're like, well, it's going to shift it over.
It's what I crave.
Yeah, he's like, I don't care if it shifts my smile, man. I just want to be the guy with the most teeth.
He doesn't. It's not important to him to have the most teeth. Mm. He wants to have a lot of teeth. Do you ever think he's going to try to make a...
He's got a lot of teeth, and they're big teeth. Especially for such a little guy.
I don't think he's all that little. I don't think he is that.
You think he's 5'6"?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, it's little, though.
It's not that little.
It's on the low scale of things. For an adult male, if you look at the general population, it's on the lower scale.
It's fine.
It's fine.
Why do you have to
bring
this back to height all the time?
I'm saying he's a little guy.
Weird hang-ups, man.
I'm not saying being a little guy is bad, but I'm saying he has very big teeth for such a little guy.
Do you think he's ever going to try to make a play for an Oscar?
You can't win an Oscar with a play. You have to do it with a movie.
They'll film the play and put it on
oh, maybe. Yeah, maybe they will.
No, do you think he'll try? He tried with Magnolia, right? All right, he was nominated for three films. Mm-hmm. Do you know what he was nominated for?
Magnolia.
Yes.
Mission Impossible 3.
No.
Oh, no? Huh. Robbed.
Was that Ghost Protocol?
No, that was 4?
I don't care.
Maybe
Stop
5.
Stop thinking about this.
What else could he have been nominated for? That movie with Meryl Streep and Robert Redford.
Jerry Maguire and Born on the 4th of July.
Okay.
He didn't win any.
I forgot he was in either of those.
Do you think awards matter to him, or do you think he got so many awards from David Miscavige that it doesn't matter?
Yeah, I bet he looks like a naval officer walking around on that campus. He doesn't care. Where am I going to attach an Oscar underneath all these awards on my lapel?
Hey, why aren't he and John Travolta better friends?
That's a good question. I bet there's a story there.
They should be thick as thieves, those two.
Yeah. I bet that John Travolta, I was sending you some recent John Travolta movies today. Mm-hmm. John Travolta has been pumping out multiple movies a year for the past few years. that I've never heard of. One's like an action movie where he's a linesman during a storm. What was the other one?
I don't
think it even like had a plot.
Yeah.
It was just like he's like a man
Van
with a gun.
Damme movies or something.
Yeah, they look so horrible. Yeah. I could see Tom Cruise. Like, Tom Cruise is nothing if not incredibly smart about his career. Or at least incredibly focused on his career. So I could see him being like, I can't be like seen with John Travolta. He's like...
Yeah, I get it. He's prescient, Tom. Remember when we all thought he beefed up by telling Matt Lauer he was glib?
Yeah.
Turns out Matt Lauer was glib and worse.
Yeah, he was even more than glib.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, hey.
Tom Cruise tried to
warn
us.
Good on you for sniffing him out, Cruzy.
Yeah.
Call him Cruzy.
Oh, he hates that.
I bet he'd like it. I bet if he was here, he'd be like, Cruzy, I love it. I love it.
How'd this guy come up with that? Cruzy. I'm going to use that in the next movie.
And he wouldn't, but I'd still be honored that he even said it.
I know you've heard the interview he did, but he was just asked this again, and this went like probably a little viral on Twitter.
Viral.
If you ask him what his favorite movie is, he gives the craziest, most long-winded
response.
About how
he loves all movies and cinema is great and...
Yeah, and he refuses to say...
He's a politician, Tom! And he's never seen a movie.
See, that's the thing.
He's
like,
seen all
I
the
think
movies.
He's trying to convince you that he's seen every movie, but I don't know if that's the case. He's either seen every movie or he's never seen a movie.
No, he's seen every movie. They show him every movie in some private theater all day, every day. The silver screen cinema. I love it. I love it.
Woo!
You think he'll ever do TV?
No. I don't think he will.
Some prestige limited run.
No, because like who? So it would be.
He's a movie star. He's a goddamn movie star.
Yeah, like I think he's one of the few people left. I wouldn't disagree with him.
From the old guard.
That would say like not TV devalues what I do.
Yeah.
Because the thing is too.
You think he'd broadcast his video game playing on Twitch?
Oh man, that'd be great. Be like, I love it. It would be him just talking about video games. He never gets around to playing one.
Exactly.
It's like, oh, what's my favorite video game? Boy, there are so many of them.
Can you play like Donkey Kong Country on Twitch?
You can play anything on Twitch.
Oh, maybe I'll start that.
Just playing, doing Donkey Kong Country playthroughs?
Yeah.
People, well, like older games, people do speed runs. That's
no,
what
I want to do slow and steady. That's how you win the race.
You
want
to be a speed demon?
No, speed demon.
Yeah, I don't. Like reading about his financial deals for these movies too, where like Mission Impossible, he did.
He gets paid for these. I thought he was doing it for the love of the game.
No,
the love of the medium.
I think
the silver screen.
Mission Impossible 2. He didn't take any upfront money, but he negotiated 30% of gross ticket sales.
Wow!
So he made $75 million on that movie, and that was the second Mission Impossible. Like this most recent one, he's got to make so much more. So I think actually for like no other reason than that, he won't do TV because it's like, why would I do TV? I can do one of these Mission Impossible movies and make $100 million.
Well,
and almost kill myself.
Maybe it's not all about the money for him, huh?
It, you know what? It might not be all about the money, but it's all about pleasing fans.
Yeah. Maybe some people just want meals made for them by their spouse's staff.
He refuses, yes, but I want to give two more weird things. Okay. One, he was in seminary school to be a priest at 14.
Yeah, when he was 14.
And then left. Why did they let you in there at 14? You're barely old enough to be a dang altar boy.
Yeah, because they're like, oh, we got one who wants it.
We got a live one. Second one, he refuses to license his likeness for action figures or video games.
Hmm.
That's a weird one. Because especially like a guy that's making money, I think...
Like you said, he doesn't need that money.
Yeah, but I could see him being stakes. Like, you know what? Give me half of like the Mission Impossible toy. And yeah, you can use me.
He doesn't want somebody...
I guess he doesn't do a lot of stuff that has like toys or video movements. Games. Yeah, it's true. Except for Xenu. No, not Xenu.
Tom Cruise, yay or nay?
Yay.
Yeah, yay. Damn.
What a man.
Yeah, what a guy. All right, let's solve a problem. Hello and welcome to Tim and Tom Solve Your Problems. I'm Tim.
And I'm Tom.
And we're going to solve one of your problems, Tom.
Yeah.
This one comes to us from a lady who does not want us to use her name. Hey, wait, real quick. If you have a problem you'd like us to solve, email us at thecompleteguidetoeverything@gmail.com. And if you're coming to one of our London shows, email us a problem that we can solve live on stage at London. At London.
At London.
At London's famous King's Place. At thecompleteguidetoeverything@gmail.com. We'll solve it on stage. It'll be great. You'll love it. I guarantee it. Tom, what should we call this lady?
Janie.
Janie. Ooh. Like the Aerosmith song about her having a gun?
Yeah.
Do you want to read it or should I?
I can read it if you want.
All right. I got it up.
I got it up.
Okay. That's last week. Last week you didn't read it so
great. You just read it.
Last week you didn't read it so great.
Fine, then you do it. Stupid asshole.
The subject is, please, all caps, respond. Hi, Tim and Tom. First and foremost, I just want to say I listen to your guys' show every single day, and none of them ever fail to make me laugh. Imagine listening to a comedy show.
It doesn't come out every day.
And it didn't make you laugh? Yeah. I would say stop listening. Like, if you listen
maybe
to this...
Maybe give it like a week, but yeah.
Continuing on, the situation I'm asking for your advice on is whether or not to join a sugar daddy site. I'm 18, going into my first year of college next year, and the costs of higher education have not been over-exaggerated in the slightest. Looking into ways to pay for my schooling, I have come across many women talking about sugar daddies funding their education. I've read things specifically about the site SeekingArrangement.com and how these wealthy
this
older...
This week's sponsor.
Yep. And how these weekly older men... These wealthy older men...
weekly older men.
You said this week's sponsor. I got
these
all
these weak older men that I could easily overpower.
Well, that plays into it. We'll spend hundreds of dollars just for women to come on a coffee date with them. This seems like a ridiculously easy way to make money for a few hours of my time, but I am nervous about the stereotyping of, quote, sugar babies as prostitutes, and I would never want to feel that way about myself. There are few people I can talk to about this, and so I would forever be grateful to hear your guys' thoughts and advice on this idea of mine. Please, please answer if you feel so inclined, because I promise I will be listening. Thank
Every
you
day.
So much in advance. Janie.
Yeah. Tim, what do you think about this?
First of all, do whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
Don't worry about being stereotyped as a whatever. Like, you know, if someone's...
Tim, you've often been labeled as a prostitute, and you don't let that bother you.
It's for reading all those ads for erectile dysfunction on this show. Like, how dare you? We don't have them as a sponsor anymore, right? No, we don't. They stopped advertising on our show. I mean, here's the thing, Janie. I just want everybody to be safe and feel safe all the time.
Yeah. I would say that. That would be my...
This isn't the joke-filled riff we were expecting.
My big thing is, like, old men stink, right? I mean, literally and figuratively.
Yeah.
I would never put anything past an old man.
Right.
And I like, yeah, I mean, that's almost cliche that you hear about, like, the old men, you know, they just want companionship, like their wife died and they don't, you know, they're not, that's why they hire a prostitute, just to have somebody to talk
to. And you know what? I'm sure that happens.
That does happen.
But also, sorry, there's enough guys poisoning that that pool of applicants there that
there are some men
you have
who
to take
say
precautions.
That.
Yeah. I would say this.
Mm-hmm.
bleed these fuckers for all they're worth, right? Because if they're wealthy older men, even if they're in mourning or whatever, like, I don't know, if you didn't build up a network of people during your long as shit life that, like, you can have somebody to go to coffee with once in a while, then, like, maybe, maybe you got to pay a premium for this.
18's also very young.
Yeah. This Janie, look, I don't want to tell anybody what to do because everybody's got their own things. And, like, look, man, I've always said, like, I wasn't going to say what I was going to say, what I've always said, because I don't think I've ever verbalized
it. It's like, Tim, I don't think I've heard what you always say about being a sugar daddy.
No, it's like, look, if you're going to do it, and I'm not saying you should do it, think about it, but if you do, I don't know, seeking arrangement. Did you go to this site, Tom?
No, I've never been to this site.
I don't know how it works. Can you negotiate?
Yeah, I'm sure it's not.
Fuck. This did something to my computer.
Well, Tim's going to be getting a divorce soon.
Jesus Christ.
It installed it onto my home screen. How do I get off of this? How do I get rid of
Christ.
This?
Is that all this thing is? Was this a trap? Is this a phishing scam that we just fell for, that I just fell for?
Somehow it automatically logged me in. That's strange.
What do you think about it, Tom?
Yeah, I don't know, what the arrangement deals are. Like, I don't know if this site handles the payments. If they do, that's, like, a plus, I guess.
Yeah, if you can negotiate.
Yeah, negotiate, like, beforehand, or, like, start bleeding these guys dry online before you have to meet up with them IRL.
Yeah, my main issue with it is safety, right?
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Because, if you can, set a price that you want and then negotiate 30% more, right? And then have a trusted friend secretly go to the cafe, just to keep an eye on things.
Oh, I thought you were trying to get us a cut of this.
Oh, wow. I would go to the cafe with Janie and keep an eye on her and make sure this guy doesn't fucking reach out and try to touch her or something.
Yeah.
And I'd come in and look. I'm full of rage.
I saw it before.
Yeah. I've like people walking at the wrong pace on the subway makes me freak out. If somebody tries to take advantage of an 18-year-old girl, I'll beat the shit out of that guy.
I've got
a lot of pent out rage.
I know you're very reliable. I mean, it was like 20 minutes ago you were trying to convince me to marry Tom Cruise just so I could have somebody cook my meals.
I'm just saying, Tom. I'm worried about your nutrition. Your nutritional intake.
Oh, I've been eating so many mushrooms lately. You wouldn't believe it.
No, not those kind of
mushrooms. Not magic mushrooms. Regular mushrooms.
I don't think that's...
What?
It's not like, oh, I eat a lot of mushrooms, so I'm
healthy.
Well,
I've been eating less meat. That's my my point.
Okay.
Less bad things. Mushrooms.
We'll talk about this off mic. What do you have to say to Janie? I do want to know how many mushrooms you're eating.
Look into it. Why not? But be careful. Be very careful, because men, especially old men, stink.
Over the course of the development of this podcast, we've really turned into, like, protective dads more than, like, hey, go do whatever.
Yeah, hey, drink, do drugs. We're like, be careful when you're meeting
this
old men.
This young lady was 8 years old when we started doing this dumb podcast.
Yeah, and she's listening to us every day, and now she's considering a life as a sugar baby.
Yeah. I mean, don't worry about the stigma. Like, I don't know. I think, people, it's tough to make a buck these days, right?
True. The cost of higher education, as she pointed out.
Bleed these fuckers dry.
Yeah, try and do it online. That would be my...
Yeah, try to scam as much money out of them online.
You know about these guys that are into financial domination?
No, wait, what?
Yeah, this is great. I've been trying to figure out a way for me and you to get into this.
Mm.
Literally, it's like a... I don't know if it's like this or like a cam girl type thing, but there are guys whose fetish is being financially dominated. So like a woman being like, hey... Give me like $1,000 or else like I'm not going to talk to you anymore. And they're like, oh, all right. But they've like already arranged. The guy's been like, tell me I have to give you $1,000 or else.
But do you really get the...
You get the money. And then like sometimes they'll give the women like access to their account, and that's like a way of dominating them. That it's like, oh, at any time they could just like withdraw all my money.
Stop talking. We're going to talk about this more offline because
you want to get into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look, I'm not trying. Look, I'm not a guy that's like, oh, I'm gonna be a billionaire one day. Uh-huh. I just want to scam one guy
for a few million.
And I live a relatively Spartan life, right?
Yeah.
It's fine. I don't need much.
No. Just need upgrade your air conditioner and upgrade your sound bar.
And ideally, hire somebody to make all my meals for me.
If you like the show, you can find out more at tcgt.com. You can support the show by going to tcgt.com/pledge for our Patreon, where you get weekly bonus mini episodes of things like Fast Food Friday, Justice League Minute, Riverdale Review, all kinds of fun content. You can also check out tcgt.com/Amazon for our Amazon site, where it's, spoiler alert, it's regular Amazon, but we get some of the money. And you can also check out our Facebook, facebook.com/completeguide. Check out our Twitter, @completeguide. Check out me on Twitter and Instagram. Hey, don't just check it out. Subscribe.
Follow me on those
things. I didn't say my name, @TomReynolds.
Follow me on those things at your pal.
@yourtaltim. London, September 14th, new tickets going on sale. Unfortunately, we will not be able to do Edinburgh, Scotland this year. Yeah. We'll say that. So,
because some people have been asking, who do the Scots hate?
Oh, it was that.
Who's the opposite of Braveheart?
It was that Mel Gibson.
No. Who was Braveheart fighting? The English?
Yeah, he was fighting the English.
It was the English that canceled the show.
I mean, it kind of is. They added another date, so it
threw our schedule into flux. Sorry, everybody. Tom,
but we'll try and be back soon.
I just want to say thank you to Jane for sending in that thing, and please be safe. But Tom, how crazy would it be if Janie set up a thing with a wealthy older man?
Mm-hmm.
It's Tom Cruise auditioning a new wife.
Yeah,
Janie's got 16 good years in her before he'll kick her to the curb.
Yeah, before he said it.
By that point, at least 72. Maybe you can bleed him for.
Yeah, he'll be doing Mission Impossible 9 or whatever.
Yeah. I don't know, just think about it. Everybody
being
out there thinking
buried
of
in a tomb,
meeting a mysterious old stranger.
It might be Tom Cruise, so take a chance. All right, we'll see you next week.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.